eating the word. Jeremiah 15, 16, where we read, said, your word have I found. Or your words we have found. Which means you must not be the one that find it. Some other person can find. Thy words we have found. It was found. Whether you found it, somebody else finds it. But it was a found word. And I did eat them. And the word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I'm called by the name of the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Your life and my life can be more beautiful than what it is now. Do you believe that? Your life and my life can be more beautiful than what it is now. The reason why I said that is that many of us are very hungry without knowing. If you don't eat, what happens? You get hungry. From hunger to tiredness, from tiredness to weakness, from weakness to fainting, from fainting. Now, why do we faint every day in the midst of situations? Why are we weak? Why are we discouraged? It's because we have not eaten. I heard people say, I don't know why I'm weak. I don't know why I'm weak. The question, have you eaten? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. There's no magic about it. If you eat, you'll be strong. Imagine if you are weak and you're praying. You're physically weak. Eat food. Hallelujah. I want to liken it this way. All your worship is like drinking water. It's very satisfying. All your prayer is like breathing. Because you have to be in connection with God. But you drink water, you breathe. You are alive. But until you eat, you are not strong. And what you ate yesterday cannot work for today. The average time it takes for food to digest is 5 hours. So after 5 hours, you are slightly hungry. After 12 hours, you are actually hungry. So he now tells you, meditate on this thing when? Day and night. How did the manna come in the wilderness? Morning. At least twice a day, take something into your spirit for strength. For me, spiritual strength is more important than physical strength. I don't know for you. Spiritual strength is more important than physical strength. Why? Because spiritual problems are more serious than physical problems. So meditation on the word of God must be done daily. Matthew 6:11 puts it this way. Matthew 6:11. Daily. Give us this day our daily bread. So every day you must eat the word. Unfortunately, we hear the word and expect it to feed us. It's not the word you hear that feeds you, the one that you eat. Let me repeat it again. It is not the word you hear that feeds you, it's the one that you eat. The one you hear enters your ears and refreshes your soul. But the one you put in your mouth is the one that enters your spirit and strengthens you. And 99% of believers only hear the word. But it's not the hearing of the word that gives faith. It's the second hearing. For faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing. Or let me put it this way. Hearing and chewing. The second one is chewing. I don't imagine myself staying for one day without strength. I hate feeling empty. I hate feeling helpless. I hate feeling I don't know if I ever felt like that. You just feel empty. You don't know how this. You don't know why, but you're just feeling empty. You're just feeling empty. Hey, don't think that it's those things you're facing like challenges. It may be it's because of this, because of that. Well, it's not because of that. Once you are filled with the word of God, you are strong. Whatever is happening, notwithstanding. In the midst of the worst situations of life, once you are filled with God's word, there is this rejoicing in your heart that beats the situation. I don't know whether you have been in difficult situations. Every one of us have been in one situation, one time or the other. Me, I've also had my own share of it. But I found out one thing. Once I filled myself with the word of God, I'm elated. I'm excited. But oftentimes, we just hear the word, we don't feed on it. We don't eat it. And you don't eat it until it enters your mouth. You can't eat what you hear. You eat what you eat. And you are told clearly, put it in your mouth. Pastor Joe told us, let it not depart from your mouth. Chew it. Chew it between your mouth and your mouth. Chew it, chew it, chew it, chew it. Praise the Lord. And it's daily, not once in a while. See the way Luke 11:3 puts it, the same scripture. Luke 11:3. Put something else. Luke 11 verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread. So the bread of life, which is the word of God you chew, should be taken how? Day by day. As it's called today, you eat some in the morning. I didn't say read, I say eat. After you read, you can read many scriptures, but eat some. You can read 7 chapters, but take one verse and do what? How do you chew the word? You have been told. Maybe you are reading, the Lord is my shepherd. You just start out, thank you, Lord. You are my shepherd. I don't lack anything. I don't want anything. You are my shepherd. You are taking care of me. I know that you are taking care of me. And I don't want anything. I don't lack anything. I don't live in lack because you are caring for me. You are, as you are talking that, Pastor Joe told us from the scripture I read, that if you come to a time where the thing will start to burn in your body, you feel some heat in your spirit. But then we said, as I muse on the word, it the fire burned. Sometimes it doesn't burn, but you feel that you're full. So don't look, just be looking for the burning of the fire. You just know that you're full of the thing. Hallelujah. Give us day by day. Job said, I like your word more than my necessary food. I esteem your word. The man has found out that in the midst of his situation, all he requires is what? The word of God. Hear me, I don't care how good things are for you. You can be frustrated with all the good things around you if you are not filled inside. And I can be happy and joyful more than you with challenges around me filled with the word. Because the word feeds the inner man. So the happy man or the joyful man is not the man that everything is good around. It's the man whose inside is filled. God knows it. That you don't need all these things you call your needs. All of them met for you to be joyful. He knows that you just need to be what? Filled. Say with me, from today. Say from today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will feed my spirit with the word of God. I will feed my spirit with the word of God. I will eat the word with my mouth. I will chew it in between my mouth and my heart. I will chew it. Say aloud, amen. Amen. Imagine the word of God for us this year, the year of advantage. And the scripture we read is Isaiah, where he said, you're teaching me to make profit. You are the Lord. You're teaching me to make profit. I cannot fail. I cannot run on losses. No, in this business, in this office, in this profession, I'm making gains. I'm making profit. Because you are teaching me. You are not talking to God. You are not talking to something else. You are talking to yourself. You are talking to yourself. The word of God. We must learn this act. You must learn it. We are not taught in church some of these things. We are not taught. But you must learn it. The other day in Port Harcourt, I was in an international conference. And I saw a Jewish rabbi was invited. And he was doing like this. He was saying something. I said, these people, they were tattooed from childhood. But we Christians, because of the way we came from dumb idols, where all we know is demon spirits, we are not taught some basic things that enrich the soul. All religions meditate. Yoga, they meditate. Buddha, meditate. Islam, meditate. You see them carrying that there. They are repeating one thing over and over again. And that thing is strengthening their inner man. That's why when they act like mad. Because as they do that, the spirit of Islam possesses them. Go and try a good Catholic who counts his rosary. He's so thick. You say rosary is not strong, it's very strong. Because the reputation of that novena or whatever, he strengthens the person. I was a Catholic, I was born a Catholic, so I know what I'm talking about. But we are not taught to meditate anything. We don't repeat anything. We just keep quoting different scriptures. Quote this one, until you quote it into confusion. Read the whole scriptures, but take one and eat. Are you hearing me now? Read many, many verses of the scriptures, but take one and eat. Chew it in your mouth. You'll be shocked how suddenly all the excesses of confusion will just leave you. You just become joyful inside of you. And you're elated. And life begins to work. Your whole body becomes strong. Your health is pushed up. Your confidence rises. There's someone here today. From this day, your life takes one way up. In the name of Jesus Christ. By meditation. Hebrews 3:13 says it another way. I wanted to know this, that there's something to do every day. Every day. Every day. But exhort one another daily. Why it is called today? So, every day, exhortation. Every day, exhortation by the word of God. Lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. Not sins. Sin. What is that sin? Unbelief. Unbelief. Who means unbelief can creep in any time. I have seen big pastors who preach in crusades suffering from unbelief. Unbelief is not something for the unbeliever. A Christian with all the anointing can have so much unbelief that he doubts himself and doubts everything around him and completely is confused. What's unbelief? What's it lacking? No word in spirit. He didn't chew anything. I met a bishop in his office. A bishop. Pentecostal bishop. Well known. Television preacher. He said to me, I want to tell you the truth, man of God. It's only recently that I began to actually believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. I said, how are you a child of God? He said, it's only recently I began to believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. Only recently. Bishop. Which is all he's been preaching and talking. He doesn't even believe it. It's not in his heart. Lift your hand towards heaven. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive the grace to chew the word of God. To chew the word of God. To talk it to myself. To talk it to myself. To talk it to myself. Until my heart accepts it. 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 I am not talking to God now. I am not talking to things now. I am talking to myself. Hallelujah. One of my newest discoveries, searching the scripture recently, it really touched me as I read Romans chapter 10 from verse 8, 9, 10, and 11. Let's take from verse 9 and 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That if thou shalt confess with where? With your mouth. The Lord Jesus. Not confess from with your heart, your mouth. And shall believe in your heart, which means confessing with your mouth sends it to your heart. Not the other way. The first is this way in first. Mouth to heart. Mouth to heart. What will happen? You shall be saved. Now look at verse 10. Look at verse 10. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. This is the other way out. So from heart, from mouth to heart, and then heart to mouth. The first one is from mouth to heart. Then the other one is from what? Mouth, heart to mouth. Now, but what touched me is that the first one is said, you shall be saved. And the word I saw in my studies there was sozo. Now, the other one, salvation, was soteria. Two different words. I was shocked. I thought that save is salvation. But I searched the Greek concordance and I found out that the first one was sozo, second one was soteria. And there are two different words. Sozo means safe. You shall be safe. Or delivered in the inside. In the inside. But soteria means made open. Deliverance made open. So the thing you receive inside is now made open when it comes from your heart. But to it to enter, you have to take it first. For it's what you take in that you can bring out. So to take it in will deliver you inside. To now say it with your mouth outside, from your heart to your mouth, is to bring it outside. And that two different things. So we every time try to say what we don't have inside of us, and it's not working. And you say, be healed. You are not healed. Why? It's not coming from the heart. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. As a man of God, I enjoy ministry, maybe healing under the anointing. Oh, amazing. You touch people, bam, they're healed. They're healed. They're healed. They're healed. Because the anointing, that's the power of God working in your body and in your mind. But what I like more is when there's no anointing. For example, and I say, be healed from my heart. And no anointing, no feeling of anything at all. No feeling at all from anywhere. But because of the reality of the truth inside of my heart, I say, be healed. That word from my spirit jumps out. Pim! Hit the person. The person gets healed. I don't feel anything. I don't feel like, ooh, an anointing. And two of them are equally powerful. Why do I like the other one? Because I can use it anytime, any day. You can wake me from the sleep, and then I get up with that. Like one day my wife did well that day, cooked a very powerful egusi soup with heavy eba. I ate. You want to cook good soup? She's laughing, she knows. Not even her, she knows. Amano knows that. I'll eat like a mad person. So I eat one of that, just washing my hand, a sister around. My brother is very, he's dying, he's very down, he's down. Where? Kazakhstan. Not in Enugu. I said, but what do we do? He said, pray. I said, how will I pray? He said, he's calling on phone that he's dying. I said, give me the phone. He said, you unclean spirit in Kazakhstan, come out of him. The next 2 minutes, no noise, nothing. I was talking, nobody was responding to me. It's after 2 minutes that the guy picked his phone again. And he said, as soon as that word came to me, he said, something lifted me from the ground. It hit me on the ground. And the sickness left my body. From where? Kazakhstan. There was no anointing. There was no feeling of anything. But an assurance. I was just on dining table. But an assurance out of food inside my stomach, out of strength inside. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, from today, I will put something in my spirit that if I release it, whether I feel it or not, something will go out of me. Not once in a while. Not testimony of last year. Not once in 3 years. A normal thing for your life every day. Can you be on your feet now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Shatabalazia. As it's called today, I'll eat something. I don't want to take a fast of the word of God. No, I'll eat every day, twice every day. This fasting going on in church, fasting of the word of God, they are not fasting. They are not eating the word. The pastor is fasting, church people are fasting. They are just only singing and praying. They are not fasting. They are not eating. They eat other food, or they even fast for food, physical food. But they don't eat the word of God. I'll eat twice a day. Open your mouth and from today I will consciously eat twice a day. I will eat in the morning. I will eat in the evening. Even one scripture, I will talk. One scripture in my mouth is enough. I can eat. Receive the grace this year, throughout this year, to be eating. That's why you are weak. That's why you are sickly. That's why it's because there's not enough food. The one you ate 3 days ago has gone out. Eat again as you eat every day. Your word have I found. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can't you get again? Is there any word you found recently? Anyone that hit your spirit recently? Any statement from the scriptures that entered you recently? Anyone like that? Is there anything you remember that maybe last week or yesterday or that you saw the word of God that? Can I give you 1 minute to talk about it? Can you talk to yourself about it? Eat it. Shut up. Zelegetish. Zaragadash. Eat the word of God. Can you eat the word of God? Eat the word of God. Chew it in your mouth. Chew it in your mouth. Chew it in your mouth. Shata, ledede, shata, shata. Shate, ledede, shatosa. Zake, ledede, shatoba. In this third service, you have the opportunity of chewing the word more and more. Egere sete gezo asiada. Elekendere de sakia. Chew the word. 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 Ha ha. All of my words. Eshata la bada 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 sakia. Chew the word.
All of my worship, receive my worship. All of my worship.
In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing weakens the physical body like spiritual weakness. When you're spiritually weak, you're physically weak. Am I correct? I'm telling you the truth. The spirit of a man will do what? Have his infirmity. So when you are strong in your spirit, even your body becomes what? Strong. But I will thank you. I want us to look at this and then we'll take the communion and be on our way. As you are still standing, Proverbs 13 verse 14. Sorry, Proverbs 24 verse 13. Proverbs 24 13. Please look at this. Something will happen today. There's somebody here that you are sick in your body, you'll be healed even now. As you are chewing the word of God, you are getting your healing. I like this. My son, eat thou honey. Eat honey because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. Saul's army, we are fasting. Saul declared, nobody should touch anything. If you test anything, swear, if I will kill you if you test anything. Until I avenge on the Philistines. But his son, what's the name of his son? Jonathan, found honey and he ate it. Bible said, and he was enlightened. 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 There are different kinds of food. We'll talk about another teaching. There is the milk of the word of God. There is a solid food. There's even the bone of the word of God. There is the honey of the word. There's even the wine of the word that intoxicates. There are things. But there's this one called honey. So what is the honey of the word of God? Please watch this now. Verse 14. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. So the honey is knowing what to do. That word that tells you what to do. It's not a revelation, it's an instruction. The word of instruction is called what? The honey. As it is, so am I, is a revelation. But pay your tithe in an instruction. And the word of God contains, says, is given to you for your profit. And it contains what? Exhortation, instruction, doctrine, correction, reproof. So if you know only doctrine, which is revelation, you only have 1/4, that is 25%. That's why many people flowing revelations are broke and suffering and confused, even cohabiting, living around a dirty life, because they only know what. You just say, yeah, I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm born again. Yeah, as is, so am I. Just one aspect. There are four. There's a place for revelation. There's another place for instruction. That is, this is what to do. Praise the Lord. Pastor Johnson, you were there in the meeting we had for business people. We spent almost 2 days sharing what? Instruction. Only what to do about business. Only what to do. Not revelation of who you are. No, what to do. Instructions. So as you have told the word of God, the scripture says, forgive. What is that? Instruction. Honor your parents. What is that? He said, knowledge of what to do shall be to you what? Honey. And he said, when you have found that one, each one is for finding, you have to find it out. If you have found that one, there shall be what? A reward. Revelation transforms you. Instruction rewards you. Revelation does what? Transforms you. Many people wonder, why am I making all this confession? Nothing's happening in my life. You are only flowing on revelation. What of instruction? What of correction? What of reproof? When you are warned of God's word, do you take the warning? When you are called back from what you want to do, do you come back? Someone here today, you have a reward. I said you have a reward. And thy expectation shall not be cut off. Instruction. If you are studying the Bible, check out for what? Instruction. Your reward. Follow it. Instruction rewards you. And many don't look out for instruction. They keep looking for what? Revelation. Worship God and thank Him. I will eat the word of God. I will eat the honey. He said, and your expectations shall not be cut off. When you follow instruction, your expectation shall not be cut off. So that thing you want to happen will come to pass because you follow the instruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, look at it one more time. So shall knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be what? Cut off. We are now saying, first fruit sacrifice, give it. Somebody who doesn't did even, it's not even part of it. Instruction. Somebody lift your hands towards heaven. Grace to eat the word. Grace to eat the word. Grace to eat the word. Open your mouth and declare that I receive grace to eat the word. Especially the honey of the word. I'll take the milk. I will take the bones. I will take the meat. Yeah. But I will also take the honey of the word. Father, thank you for the honey of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.